Today's people, today's music, for today's Johannesburg. Welcome to Radio Today.
Good morning. Welcome to this Monday morning devotional coming to you from Rosebank Union Church. I'm Lee Robinson, Senior Pastor at Rosebank Union. What does it mean to worship God? What kind of worshippers is God seeking? What kind of activities constitute worship? Where and when should we worship? What is the heart of worship? These and many other questions surface whenever the subject of worship is discussed. In our meditation in a few minutes, I want to briefly unpack a key text of the Bible that gets to the heart of what worship is. But first, let's listen to a lively song that reminds us of what true worship is. Now let's pray together. Heavenly Father, for the gift of this new day and for the beginning of a new week, we give you thanks. Thank you for the gift of life. Thank you for our wonderful country with its varied people and vast potential. Thank you for your care and provision, for your forgiveness and guidance. Thank you for the opportunities that this day will hold for us to know you and love you and serve you. May our hearts be encouraged as we worship you and listen to your word this morning. Father, we want to pray for your blessing today on our beloved Madiba. We thank you for the impact of his life on our country and on all of our lives. Be with him and his family in this their time of need, and grant the doctors wisdom as they treat him. And Father, we pray too for the country of Egypt in this time of turmoil. Please work in that great nation to bring peace, stability, and good government. Have mercy too on Ivory Coast, on Somalia, on Sudan, and on all those places in the world where there is strife and war. God of the nations, have mercy. Accomplish your sovereign will in the nations. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. One of the Bible verses I memorized as a young boy in Sunday school was Romans chapter 12, verse 1. It is a verse that impacts my life to this very day because it gets to the very heart of what true worship is about. In it, the Apostle Paul, the writer to the letter of the church in Rome, says, "Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship." This is your spiritual act of worship. What is our spiritual act of worship? The text says that our spiritual act of worship is offering our bodies to God as living sacrifices. This would have sounded rather strange to Paul's readers, because in those days, in both Judaism and paganism, the animal sacrifices offered were killed. The priest, on behalf of the worshipper, would kill the sacrifice, pour out its blood, and then burn its body on the altar. But in this text, the Apostle Paul is envisioning something very different for the Christian worshipper. In this text, we are the priests who do the offering, and the sacrifice we're to offer is ourselves, our bodies. We are to offer them as living sacrifices. This captures two important ideas. First, it means that we are to give ourselves to God completely. Just as in the Old Testament times a worshipper brought the whole animal as a sacrifice to God, we are to give our whole life to him, all that we are. Second, it means that we are to give ourselves to him continually. We are to be living sacrifices, sacrifices that go on and on and on, completely and continually his. Now, why would any person want to do that? What would motivate a person to give themselves to God in such a radical fashion? Let me read Romans 12:1 again, and you will immediately see the reason. "Therefore I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship." It's clear that the motivation behind this kind of wholehearted surrender to God is the fact that we have received mercy. The word "therefore" at the beginning of Romans 12:1 points back to what has been said in the first 11 chapters about the mercy of God. God's mercy is the major theme of Romans chapters 1 to 11. We're all sinners deserving God's judgment, but because of his mercy, he sent Jesus to bear our sin, to die in our place, to take our punishment. As a result of faith in what Jesus did for us, our sins have been forgiven. We've received the gift of his righteousness. We have peace with God. We enjoy access to God. We've been given the gift of the Holy Spirit. Our eternal destiny is secure, and nothing can separate us from God's love. All these blessings and many, many more are given to those who have faith in Jesus, and they're given as a result of the mercy of God. We deserve none of them. And this is why we are urged to offer ourselves, our whole selves, as living sacrifices to God, because we have received God's mercy. We do not deserve or earn mercy. We receive it as a gift when we recognize our sin and cry, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. To those who've received mercy comes this logical, reasonable appeal. Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. The words, I urge you, brothers and sisters, clearly indicate that this appeal is addressed to true Christians, to those who by faith in Jesus have received mercy. The words, I urge you, highlight the importance and urgency of making such a full commitment of our lives to God. There's no reason for delay. In fact, delayed obedience is disobedience. This offering of our bodies, of our whole selves to God as living sacrifices, is our spiritual act of worship. This is the heart of true worship. If this is not in place, all other forms and acts of worship are meaningless. These are the kinds of worship as God is seeking. May you be one of them. Now let's listen to a wonderful hymn that highlights this truth. Thanks for listening to this broadcast from Rosebank Union Church. Our Sunday services are at 8 a.m., 10 a.m. and 6:30 in the evening. We'd love to have you join us. Rosebank Union Church is located in Sandton, on the corner of William Nicol Drive and St. Andrews Drive. For more information about us, visit our website, www.rosebankunion.org. If we can assist you, give us a call on 011-784-6214 and ask to speak to Shelley. I'm Lee Robinson. May God bless you.